every night I take my canine on a walk, I'm reminded of Pavlov's echoish den of psychology in the dog world. Each and every time we go by a stone statue of a rabbit in a yard about 2 or 3 yards up, my dog Coco goes crazy. I always remind her with a little bit of a tug and a turn of the tongue that it's not real, it's fake. Each time, she relents a bit, keeps staring, tail a bit erect. She walks as though that thing's gonna come to life. It's each successive night that we go by this statue of a stone little eloquently carved character of a rabbit. And she gets in a full position thinking it's gonna come to life. It's the Pinocchio in her life. It's the mold of clay that comes to life before a dog's eye. Something many humans can't even conceptualize in the creative wonderment of animals and the no worry. The beauty of animals is that they don't even know how to worry in the world of no worry. So each time she lurches a little bit forward to get that stone rabbit, I've given up. I laugh a little bit and relish the fact that maybe one day that stone will come to life, like some old Greek mythology tale. And likely it won't. And in that way, I can live in a dog dream for one little walk in my day.